WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. On the first day of classes at Texas A&M, police draw their guns while moving a woman from her job. That's after a family member called 911 reporting the woman's boyfriend threatened to kill her. Officers say the guns came out after seeing the boyfriend near Moses Residence Hall, and the man began to move towards them in an aggressive manner and refused to remove his hands from his pockets. UPD later determined the threat was not as serious as originally reported. No charges are pending, but 28-year-old Zebulon Ransom of Bryan was issued a criminal trespass warning to stay off all university property. The more than $40 million process of routing George Bush Drive under Welborn Road is underway. TxDOT's Bryan District Office spokesman Bob Colwell says right-of-way is being purchased as part of the steps necessary to be ready to start construction as soon as that money becomes available. That was one project brought up at the last meeting of the city's Transportation Committee. Councilwoman Blanche Brick said two projects are slated for next year on the city's west side.
From 2818 from the State Highway 60 down to George Bush. There will be work going on there. So that's all set up for 2016.
The other is rebuilding the interchange at 2818 and FM 60 by the airport. Among the new state criminal laws going into effect today is one that revises the definition of solicitation of a child by the internet or sending images through the mail. That's after many who were charged and convicted were freed after the law was declared unconstitutional 2 years ago. That affected at least three cases in Brazos County, according to Assistant District Attorney Jessica Eskew.
The Court of Criminal Appeals held that the statute, as it was written at the time, violated a defendant's First Amendment rights to free speech, and that the statute would have to be amended and more narrowly tailored in order to address the harm that the legislature was trying to avoid or prohibit.
Eskew says those who were charged and or convicted cannot be charged under the rewritten law.
You cannot go back and charge a defendant for a law that did not exist at the time he committed the offense.
Eskew says they review each case on an individual basis to determine if any other crimes were committed and their punishment on those convictions. Today is the first day to apply for the fall round of hotel occupancy tax grant money administered through the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
It's easy to apply. Everything will be done online this year. We've got a new software program that walks you through the steps. And then we have you present in front of a panel on October the 7th to determine the amount of grant funding that you will receive for your event.
CVB President Shannon Overby says application details are on their website at visitaguiland.com.
We're looking to bring events and incentivize events to come into our community that will fill the need dates. So during the week or non-peak days, non-peak weekends, that's really the intent of putting this grant together.
The CVB also offers assistance to organizers before and during their events. Blinn College's Workforce Training Center in Brenham was the setting for announcing a federal grant of nearly $1.4 million. The U.S. Commerce Department says the money will go towards a new building, nearly 13,000 square feet, offering customized technical training, which was previously identified as the region's top-ranking local challenge to growth. Look out for low-flying helicopters in Brazos and Burleson counties this week. The City of Bryan reports the inspection of ETU power lines starts today and continues through Friday. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
808 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to check some weather. Shall we do that? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Go to Skyline Communications at, you can give them a call at 775-2929. I'd be able to talk to you, but there are people who are talking in my control room. They're from the country. They don't have good manners. Let's do some weather, then we'll let them talk. Okay, here we go. Here's some weather. Now here. Here's some weather. We'll do
that. We'll get some weather here in a minute. Feeding off the coast today. We're partly sunny. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm later today. We'll be keeping a watch on the radar. High temperatures today about 90 to 95. Overnight becoming partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Sun shines back tomorrow. So is the chance for a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Partly sunny and close to 95 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, checking your radar, because that's what we do on the radio, because after all, you can't look at the radar screen when you're driving your car, so this is a safety situation. The rain's still in the Gulf. It's raining nicely in the Gulf. Once again, the fish aren't happy because it's not even the kind of water that they like. So there's a big clump of showers down there. If that stuff would just come straight north, we'd get some rain today. But there's a 40% chance of showers, so... we'll see how that works out. Leah is here this morning from the Humane Society, and I have no animal stories. I'm really sorry. I don't have a. Do you have an animal story you want to tell us today?
That's okay, yeah, nothing whimsical.
And go.
Nothing whimsical.
I can talk about Olsen if you like.
That's, yeah, I was going to say, if you want to just hear about my own dogs, now or my cats, or my chickens, or the cows. We pulled a calf last night.
Okay, no. Well, I guess I have
top that one.
No, I have a mini bone to pick with you, but in some ways I don't. Because I'm looking at the pet of the week, or you had some pets on, in your ad in the paper, and there was a dachshund in there.
Yes.
And there was a time when you would let me know.
Got mad at me.
Yeah, this is not the one. It's a beautiful.
Dappled dachshund.
Yep. Dapples are nice looking, but it's a boy, and that doesn't work because we have nothing but chickat dogs. But nonetheless. So what's going on?
Well, we are hoping all our volunteers are going to come back in full force.
Uh huh.
We assume most of them graduated last year.
So it's time to train a new group.
So it is. We've actually even have a new volunteer coordinator. So watch for some changes in the volunteer program and more training for our volunteers. So if you're a current volunteer, that's something you need to watch for. And then new volunteers, expect to have more in-depth opportunities and more specific opportunities within the agency so that you can we can utilize you to our best of our abilities. It's really exciting time there because we've split a position, and we have a new volunteer coordinator, and the person who is doing our volunteer coordinating is working more on animal placement, which is a lot of transfer and our intake stuff, but really ramping up our transfer program. And we've had, right after we did clear the shelter, we had dogs that 19 that went up to SPCA of Texas. We do transfer the Houston SPCA. I took a dog to Denver. We are making some partnerships up there as well.
Wow.
Fantastic thing up there. We ask them, what do they need for dogs up in the Denver area as far as transfer dogs? They're like, we would really like some, we really lack in the medium to large size juveniles. Like, well, that's all we have.
That's it.
they're overrun with Chihuahuas there.
Bring them back. We don't need a trade.
I don't plan on that. But they're, folks up there are looking for dogs that can hike in the mountains. And so hopefully in the next couple of months, we can get something worked out with them. And
Chihuahua hiking in the mountains.
Yeah, that doesn't work out so well. So maybe that's why they're at the shelters. I don't know. But other than that, so our volunteer program, we have orientation. As of right now, it's one orientation on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Pick one. Go to our website first and fill out the application. And that orientation also good for foster care. So maybe you move to this area. You don't have your pet with you. Your pet lives with your parents or whatnot. And you're looking, I can, hang on to an animal for a short period of time. That's a great opportunity. We've also got a new program that's just starting. Like, we were just discussing it yesterday. So watch for new programs in the foster care as well. And then, of course, we've got a lot of events that are coming up. Wienerfest, October 24th. So mark your calendars for that. But also all those new students and professors, whoever's come to the area with their pets. Remember, every Brazos County animal, dog, cat, and ferret, I should say, is required to have a Brazos County tag.
Yeah, you can't put it on a snake.
No, it doesn't work out so well. But it's required in conjunction with the rabies vaccination. There's a lot of benefits to that Brazos County tag. You have a stray hold that goes from 3 days to 10 days with a current county tag. And if your animal loses that county tag and it's microchip, we still honor it as it's wearing the county tag. If it is injured while it's on its walkabout Bryan College Station, we will pay up to $500 a stabilization sedation treatment for that animal while we contact the owner. So it could mean life or death difference for your pet there. A lot of times we see that 10-day stray hold coming into play more than anything. So get your animal, obviously make sure it's rabies vaccinated. If it's rabies vaccinated out of the county, we can always just call the vet and verify that vaccination date. Just come by the shelter, or if you have a local vet, check with them.
And if there was more information about any of this,
they can go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, or visit us in person. We're at 5359 Leonard Road. We're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6. Saturdays, 11 to 3, but we will be closed on Labor Day.
Okay. We'll remember that. Thanks a bunch. Okay. Visit with the folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And, of course, you heard Royce Hickman here. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you.
Wonderful. Yet.
thank you. Clicking my pen.
He was clicking
again, right?
His pen. Yeah. That's what we thought. Well, we whacked him upside the head the last time he was here, and you're still doing it.
Remember that?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, right, listen, we got a lot of things going on. I want to introduce you to somebody as well.
Okay.
We've got a membership luncheon tomorrow that's featuring Congressman Bill Flores, and we're very excited that he's going to be here. We have close to 200 signed up for that already. If you're interested in coming to that, you need to let us know this morning.
Sure.
260-5200. But that's sponsored by Chuck and Teddy Ellison. Cost for this is $30 if you're a chamber member. If you're not a member, you're still welcome. The price just a little bit higher at $35. Table of eight, $350. Again, that's tomorrow, 11:30 at the Hilton. We'll have you out of there by 1 o'clock. We're getting ready for our big fundraisers of the year that allow us to do so much all year long. Our golf classic will be on Monday, September the 14th. Beginning tee time is at 9 o'clock at Traditions Club. And then Lobster Fest is Sunday, September the 20th. That'll be from 5:30 to 8:30, and that will be at Brazos Center.
I got to share with you because one of the staff members was in, and they're going, oh, it's going to be so busy. We got we've got the golf tournament. Then a week later, we've got Lobster Fest. I'm going, no. You don't know what it used to be
yeah,
like.
That's
you know?
Right.
Yeah. It used to be a turnaround right away.
I was telling my staff member how it used to be Sunday and Monday, and now it's Monday and Sunday, and that's a big difference. But anyway, there are, I think, only two teams left. So.
Okay.
If you're interested, you need to the first come, first serve. The teams are $800, and that includes four Lobster Fest tickets. Our individual tickets, $200 with one Lobster Fest ticket. Now, Lobster Fest coming up on the 20th of September is $75 for the tickets. Now, those events are sponsored by the Bank and Trust as title sponsor. Our platinum sponsors are Aggieland Title Company, CC Creations, and Guarantee Bank. Our business after hours this month, boy, they have really been great. The last three, we've drawn 400 people.
Boy.
And this one is at Sterling Auto, and Manuel and Carol Gonzalez do a great job every year with this. It's Thursday, September the 17th. It'll be from 5:30 to 7, 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway. The event is no charge, so you're welcome. Public is a welcome to that as well. We had a great lunch and learn yesterday with Homegrown Yoga. And next...
How'd you look in the yoga pants?
You know what? I looked really cute.
Yeah.
I took a selfie so I could
Did
show you,
you
later,
Please
Scott.
Do. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Image go away. Image go away. Image go away. Image go away.
I know KO would like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Wow.
Anyway, the next one is Black Swan Retirement Solutions, and it's going to be Monday, September the 28th, 11:45 to 1 at the Chamber office on 29th Street. It is a free event. You have to bring your own lunch, but you do need to call and make reservations. And then we have our one-day leadership program coming up on September the 29th, and that's Tuesday. It's inside Bryan College Station, a briefing by community leaders. American Lube Centers, Texas Commercial Waste are the sponsors for that. $75 for members, $85 for non-members. And this is great for people that are new to the community or may have a new management job. And just to let you know, our annual banquet is coming up on Monday, November the 2nd. I mentioned that so early because we're looking for nominations for our Citizen of the Year. If you will visit our website, bcschamber.org, or call us, you can get us information about who you might want to nominate. This is a long-term service award to the community, the Citizen of the Year. So please let us know who you think would be good for that. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up next week, Wednesday, September the 9th. From 4:30 to 5:30, United Way of the Brazos Valley, and that's actually going to be held at Hub Collaborative, which is right across the street from...
right next to Mad Taco.
Right. Yeah, that's the best way to say it.
Yep.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It's on Jane Street. And then our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is BTU. We appreciate them and all they do for us and their Platinum membership in the Chamber. And as I told you, I'm so thrilled and happy to introduce to you a man that needs no introduction, and that's the way to get things started.
Yeah.
Glenn Brewer, a lifelong resident of our community, started last week as vice president for the chamber. And Glenn will be coming up here from time to time, and I just wanted him to have a chance to say hello to your listeners and get used to his voice.
Well, thank you, Royce. I guess really the only thing I know what to say is that after 15 years of volunteering for the chamber, I'm very happy to be able to go full-time for the businesses in Bryan-College Station. And the only other thing I could add is I did get to see Royce in his yoga pants, but he didn't mention that he was also eating Bluebell ice cream.
There you go. Yoga pants. And always, and when
twice.
When Glenn's here, it'll be Glenn's joke of the day, so he'll always bring a joke with us too. So welcome aboard. Glad you're going to be here.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, very good. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. That's our community segment. Is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Brian at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder, complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down and payments of only $156 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Normandy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show moves to Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. First show is tonight, just before this Arizona State game coming up at NRG Stadium down in Houston on Saturday. Tonight, 1 hour of questions and answers with the coach and the fans. First show tonight, 7 o'clock, Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road. You'll hear all of it on the Aggie Radio Network. See you at Rudy's tonight at 7, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Fiat Chrysler logged a better-than-expected 1.7% increase in U.S. auto sales in August, despite a calendar quirk and a tough year-over-year comparison, extending the automaker's streak of sales gains to 65 months. More sales results from automakers are due later this morning. Overall sales are expected to cool in August as the impact of a later Labor Day masked an otherwise strong month of buying. Apple's leaning on Cisco Systems' internet networking expertise in its latest attempt to sell more iPhones and iPads to corporate customers. The alliance calls for Cisco to ensure that corporate internet connections relying on its gear deliver content quickly and securely to iPhones and iPads. Cisco will also help Apple develop ways for iPhones to interact more smoothly with workers' office phones. On Wall Street, futures pointing to drops of about 2% on Wall Street this morning due to some weak economic news from China. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
The Aggie Report is next.
Want to be recognized on the field in front of the entire 12th man? Register now on the official Facebook page of Texas A&M Athletics for your chance to win. MyPlates.com invites you to share your Aggie plate story for the chance to win tickets, recognition on the field, and a customized Aggies license plate. Register now on the official Facebook page of Texas A&M Athletics for your chance to win. My Plates, your home for Aggie plates.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
This Aggie Report brought to you by Flash Seats, the Texas A&M Sports Network, brought to you by Learfield Sports, presents the Kevin Sumlin Show tonight. It'll be heard over many of these same stations. We get underway at 7 o'clock. I will be this year at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road here in College Station. You're invited to come to the show, pose questions to the coach, and get his answers.
But normal downs, everybody's got this. They got reverse, they got trick play, they got play action, they got this, that, and the other. So, everybody needs to, on the headset. They need.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The Kevin Sumlin Show is tonight, beginning at 7 o'clock. Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road here in College Station. I'm Dave South. That's another Aggie Report.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Is restless leg syndrome bugging you? You know, restless leg is that condition in which your legs feel extremely uncomfortable while you're sitting or lying down. It makes you feel like you need to get up and move around. Sometimes, cramping legs. Now, restless leg syndrome can begin at any age, really, and generally worsens as you get a little older. Now, women are more likely than men to develop RLS. Now, thousands of people use Activate to relieve their restless leg. It's medically proven and has no side effects. None whatsoever. And remember, it's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. It must work for you or your money back. Now, you can find out more about this at ActivateProducts.com, or you can call them. It's free, 800-465-4411. ActivateProducts.com or 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. ActivateProducts.com or 800-465-4411.
If you're in the scientific community or social work arena, then you know the name Russell E. Marker. Now, most people believe that he invented something that literally changed the world, but they would be wrong. Marker was a man who was dedicated to scientific research, which in itself is quite phenomenal since he never even earned a PhD. But that didn't stop him from doing some work on a new family of medicines called steroids. What we do know is without his research, something we have today may not have happened for many years. So if Marker didn't invent it, who did? Well, it happened as two women approached a scientist named Gregory Pincus. Now, Pincus didn't have the slightest notion of doing anything like this either until it was proposed to him by these two women. One of the women, I'm sure you know, Margaret Sanger. At the age of 34, she was on a campaign, which I'm sure you remember led to the founding of Planned Parenthood. The other woman, you don't know. She's a woman who shunned publicity. How did these two women come upon Mr. Pincus? Well, he was broke, in debt, wanting to do some research on other projects, and his lab was about to go under. So you could say that he was open to suggestion. And Margaret and Catherine, they made a suggestion. They suggested that he continue the work of Marker. No, he really didn't want to do that. But when Catherine offered him a couple of $1 million to do it, well, how could a poor, struggling research scientist refuse? So he did it, and he succeeded at his task. And I thought you might want to know three things. It's a little-known fact that, contrary to popular belief, Russell Marker did not invent the birth control pill. And it wasn't an accident. Not at all. Not as you've been told. It was planned, sought after, and financed by Margaret Sanger and her friend Catherine. And lastly, the money for all of this came from the very wealthy Catherine McCormick, heir to the inventor Cyrus McCormick, whose name is still found on millions of harvesting machines today. And more have been taken than any other pill in the world, which is why it's become known simply as the pill. Now, think of where the money came from, and think of what the pill does. Some irony, huh?
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Kim Commando here, and with autumn just a stone throw away, I decided this past weekend to lay aside the digital goddess crown. I became the domestic goddess. It was early fall cleaning at my home, but I kept an eye out for three hot items on eBay right now. First, believe it or not, it's VHS tapes, especially anything from Disney. An original Beauty and the Beast, in good condition, can sell for $150 to $500. The Little Mermaid and Dumbo can go up to $250. Okay, next on the list, never give away an iPod Classic, especially 80 gigabytes and higher. Diehard fans are driving values sky high. A new unopened 7th generation 120 to 160 gig model sells for upwards of $900. At the top of the list, vinyl records. Vinyl is in. eBay user Albert Jukebox is selling his collection of 13,000 high-quality vinyl records for $278,000. Most good quality vinyls are going for $20 to $80. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Are you looking for a way to earn great money when you want, on your schedule? Here's an excellent opportunity I recommend that'll start putting money in your pocket ASAP, driving with Uber. Uber's that popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. Well, I've taken Uber a bunch of times. I love them. And the drivers have some great stories to tell. They totally love being their own boss. I'm a huge fan of that. They're earning great money whenever they want, completely on their schedule. Driving with Uber levels the playing field for everyone. This type of opportunity is absolutely perfect for parents, teachers, students, for anyone who needs flexibility working around busy family schedules. And of course, they really love the extra cash they earn driving with Uber. You already have a car and a license. Put them both to work for you and start earning serious, life-changing money today. Sign up to Drive with Uber. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Drivewithuber.com. Drivewithuber.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Texas Department of Transportation has started the process of routing George Bush Drive under Welborn Road.
All of the challenges for getting $40 million dug into the ground there to accommodate the traffic going along there that we're all aware of. It says they don't have the money for it yet, but they're moving toward the design and all.
At the last College Station City Council meeting, Blanche Brick said TxDOT's district engineer provided an update to their transportation committee, which also includes two projects along FM 2818.
It appears that the 2818 State Highway 60 interchange and the bridge and all is coming along and expected to begin in fiscal year 2016. The Diamond interchange there.
The other, also scheduled for next year, involves 2818 between FM 60 and George Bush Drive. A 911 call to Texas A&M police yesterday that a man was threatening the life of his girlfriend turned out to be less serious, but before that was determined, officers drew their guns on the boyfriend. That's after he approached them in an aggressive manner and refused to take his hands out of his pockets. The altercation took place about 12:30 near Moses Residence Hall, where the woman, a campus employee of SSC, was being escorted to a secure location. After the man was taken into custody at gunpoint, officers learned a family member who reported the initial threat received that information third hand, and it was not as serious as originally told to 911. The boyfriend, 28-year-old Zebulon Ransom of Bryan, was not arrested. UPD says no criminal charges are pending, but Ransom was issued a criminal trespass warning, banning him from all university property. A new doctor in residency at the University of Texas is suing the school, claiming she faced getting kicked out after taking to Facebook. Her complaint? Having to work a grueling 100 hours or more each week.
An Austin judge has issued a temporary restraining order that halted this week's potential firing of Jenny Scoville Walsh. Her attorney contends that Walsh was exercising her free speech rights in her Facebook posts. The Austin American-Statesman is reporting that the national rules limit residents to a maximum of 80 duty hours per week. A university lawyer told the judge that Walsh was put on probation and was being terminated for academic reasons only. Lawyers for the school declined to comment after the court hearing. James Stanley, TSN News.
If you are with an organization that's planning to bring in a large group of out-of-town guests when local hotels need your business, look into getting grant money administered by the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Whether it's a sports event or a conference that has 250 or more room nights, that is certainly something that we're interested in helping you with. Not only helping you by providing services, but it is an opportunity for you to apply and be granted some of these funds for your marketing efforts.
CVB President Shannon Overby says they also offer services during your event.
From assisting in blocking hotel rooms to serving on your planning committee, helping you find caterers and venues, speakers, facilities, printing companies. We'll even have staff go and sit at your registration table when the conference is actually here.
Applying for hotel tax grants is done online at visitaggieland.com. On the same day Bluebell returned to store shelves, the U.S. Commerce Department has announced a federal grant of nearly $1.4 million to the Economic Development Foundation of Brenham to build a workforce and technical training center. The grant follows recent issues at Bluebell Creameries and downturns in the oil and gas industries that have resulted in a large spike in unemployment for the region. 2 years ago, a state law about solicitation of a child by sending sexual content online or snail mail was declared unconstitutional. In Brazos County, that resulted in at least three people being freed or in charges being dropped. Assistant District Attorney Jessica Eskew says the legislature rewrote the law and it goes into effect today, but it won't apply to those who were previously charged and or convicted.
A defendant can only commit an offense if, at the time he commits an offense, it is illegal. And the statute that existed at the time he committed the offense was later declared unconstitutional by the Court of Criminal Appeals.
Eskew says some who were sent to prison will remain on other charges.
We have later gone back to see whether their conduct violated any other statutes or to see if they were charged with something else, what could happen, because it essentially undid either their conviction or their plea. And so we've taken these cases on a case-by-case basis.
Eskew says the former solicitation law was written so broadly that it violated the free speech rights of those who were charged and or convicted. Today begins another round of aerial inspections of BTU power lines in Brazos and Burleson counties. The city of Bryan reports helicopters will be flying at low altitudes through Friday. The judges have announced this year's State Fair of Texas food winners. The Big Tex's choice for best taste is the Holy Moly Carrot Cake Rolly from Christy Arapio.
We made our sausage from scratch, which I think was what put it over the edge. It feels amazing. Thrilled to death.
The most creative award went to Isaac Russo for his smoky, tangy bacon margarita.
This is great for our family, great for our business.
The fair starts September 25th. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 75 degrees. More news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Cherry Rufino team, buy or sell with me and use my moving van for free. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
If you're a BTU customer and are thinking about upgrading the energy efficiency of your home, contact us today to find out how you may qualify for smart home incentive offers. If you install attic or wall insulation, Energy Star windows, or solar screens, you could receive a BTU smart home incentive, and the upgrades can yield you substantial energy savings. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office.
8:38, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Some moisture will try to feed in off the coast today. We're partly sunny. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm later today. We'll be keeping a watch on the radar. High temperatures today about 90 to 95. Overnight becoming partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Sun shines back tomorrow. So is the chance for a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Partly sunny and close to 95 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Biggest franchise, food franchise in U.S. America is? Biggest food franchise in U.S. America is?
Subway.
That's right.
Is it?
It is. 42,000 locations. They doing their first facelift in over 7 years, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
They've had apparently a drop in sales some, obviously some really bad publicity, and so they're going to work on that. As the struggles are making them lose some market share to more nimble rivals, the Milford, Connecticut-based Mega Deli eyeing a host of changes, including redesigning their stores, employee uniforms, rolling out digital signs, and introducing new menu items. They celebrated their 50th anniversary on Friday.
I didn't realize they were that old.
I didn't either. The name of the company, I think, is Physicians Associates,
yes.
Right? Well, you got nothing else to do as you're sitting there eating, right? You read the damn wrapper. But they have redone. I mean, if you'll remember, the first ones they had, it had these old drawings of the map, the subway lines of New York City, mm-hmm. and things like that. So they have changed that a little bit. Anyway. The prices have been pretty good. You know, they did that $5 foot long thing, which
weren't actually a foot long.
No, but that's, you know, that's it. So faster moving rivals, including Firehouse Subs and Chipotle, have been eating into their lunch runs, apparently, with fresher, healthier, more customized fare. They suffered a backlash last year when a chemical found in yoga mats was also found in their bread, so they've had some things. I know, really. So, and I don't know. I think it's a pretty good chain. I go there fairly regularly. Not a bad.
It's thing. Not bad.
Well, you hate when you get that first, you know, sandwich artist who's. I don't know why they put him in the lunch run. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah, they ought to come in.
Because that's when the last one quit.
Right, they ought to come in from like 2 to 6 and then, you know, work your way in. But nonetheless, it's okay.
Tell you a little insider tip that someone told me changed my ordering. Mm-hmm. If you get it toasted, if you want it toasted, and that's half and half for me, put the olives and onions on there when they toast it.
Ooh.
It just makes it more flavorful.
Yeah,
it's
just nifty.
Yeah, so we'll see how that works. Anyway, so we'll see.
Interesting.
And I don't know, we got like 17 local locations,
yeah.
Don't we? I mean,
I think that's why they're the biggest food chain.
Well, right, they are.
Incredibly small footprint.
Well, and again, that's a la Starbucks, too. I mean, so
yes.
They do the same type thing. And I say again, and Starbucks has broken that idea that everybody had that, oh, well, no, if you got two stores too close to each other and then you bring a third one in, then they'll just steal from each other. No, people will buy more of your product, so.
Convenience is everything.
A driver in Maine caused a multi-car crash trying to get the perfect picture of himself and his crew. Ended up seriously injuring multiple people. This Mozon's name is Jordan Toner, 29. Driving 7 people when he leaned over to get in the pic being taken, ended up slamming into a tree. All the injured parties in Jordan's car were treated for lacerations on their faces. Meanwhile, police cited him for failing to maintain control of a motor vehicle due to the fact that he was distracted. He was just distracted, and what the heck. So you need another reason to not do selfies? There's one. Or here's another one. It says... now, it seemed to me the story I just did would be reason enough not to do a selfie, okay? But apparently the head-to-head contact that you have with a selfie can cause lice. That's right, lice to spread.
Oh, please.
Richard Pollack from the Harvard School of Public Health told NBC that he's seen no evidence that lice is spreading among selfie-snapping teens or any other set of teens for that matter, because he says teens almost never have head lice. So I guess what they're trying to tell us here is don't go up to a homeless person and take a selfie.
Really?
Huh. Did you have to be told that? But
yes.
Nonetheless, yeah.
You did.
Just letting you know, because after all, if you don't, things will be bad. When you have a problem to figure out, it's not uncommon to get up and walk around while you think.
Right.
Now, is it just nervousness or does it really help? And the answer is maybe both. Researchers from Stanford have said we need more money to study this. No, I'm sorry. They've written several papers that confirm that walking or pacing will boost the creativity in your brain rather than compared to just sitting around. Many people, though, say they do their best thinking while they are walking. Research also suggests that where and how we walk can influence your problem-solving skills. If you want better math scores, recent study shows, well, we're better at adding numbers together when we're moving up a flight of stairs. Do what? And we're better at subtraction walking down. Oh, that's such crap.
Come on.
That is such BS. The same goes for left-to-right motions. Our addition skills are better if we're turning right. Our subtraction skills are better if we're turning left. How much money did they spend on this stupid survey?
Information retention is increased while using Q-tips.
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing?
Well, man, I'm in a study at Stanford. Oh, well, cool.
pacing isn't thoroughly understood, okay? It may be a subconscious way of coping with anxiety. Repetitive behavior can help us manage our stress levels when we feel a loss of control. Or could be that the brain loves the repetition and the patterns. Therefore, retracing your steps may be a way of creating a pattern to please the brain. Now, I do that to remember what the hell I was supposed to be doing.
Yep.
Yeah. Forgot what I was doing when I walked in the room. But it does seem too clear. It seems pretty clear that moving is good at getting your ideas going. It's garbage about turning right and left and going up and down stairs, isn't it? But, okay. So, what do you do when your new car bursts into flame at the dealership and they won't give you your money back? Yeah. Well, what you do is you block the entrance with your Batmobile. A man in China had his Land Rover spontaneously combust after he'd already owned it for 5 days. He goes back to the dealership. They refuse to give him his money back. He shows up the next day with his luxury fleet of cars and forced a blockade around the dealership, including a Rolls Royce, a Lamborghini, and a replica of the Batmobile. Police were finally called after several hours, and the man removed his cars. No word on a refund or not. My thought is, they probably knew this guy, okay? And if not, as soon as he pulls up the Rolls and Lamborghinis, you can see this is an opportunity for a continued repeat customer. Let's be good to him. Let's give him a car. But anyway, we'll see. So, now, Patrick, did you watch the MTV Awards? I know we talked a little while ago about the Kanye West thing, but did you watch those?
I did not.
You know, I didn't either. Happened to have lunch with a young lady who did.
Oh?
Apparently watched them.
On purpose?
Yeah, but again, young lady.
Young enough to not even know that MTV actually used to play music videos?
Well, of course. And that's the thing is that of course, MTV is not apparently available here anymore. Hadn't missed it in a long, long, long time. One of my kiddos used to love watching MTV when he's a little bitty, you know, when he was like 2. Well, because there's lights and there's music and there's movement. I mean, you know, it's pretty cool. It was when he started singing We're Not Gonna Take It along with Dee Snider and Twisted Sister that I decided that was enough. But, you know, do you really want a 2-year-old and his brother screaming We're Not Gonna Take It? I mean,
that's
not a good thing. So anyway.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Especially that song.
But it's truth. Parents Television Council released their statement yesterday trashing the annual MTV Music Awards. Their statement said, Are we surprised that Miley Cyrus exposed herself to millions of viewers and to more people who will inevitably see the news in the mainstream media? But hey, that's not MTV's fault. About as surprised as we were if the sun had risen in the east tomorrow, says the president, Tim Winter. Winter, the spokesperson, also trashed MTV for celebrating the use of illegal drugs, as well as noting that he felt the show was not appropriate for children as young as 14, despite MTV's assurances. Well, you know what? Parents can kind of make that decision.
Yes,
too.
They can.
Doesn't matter what MTV decides, you can decide that.
That's on you.
Yep. So Running Wild with Bear Grylls, is that right? Is that
Grylls.
Grylls, okay. All right. Running Wild with Bear Grylls. Apparently, the president will be joining Bear. I'm guessing he's on a 3-day trip to Alaska, so maybe he's taping this today. He will join the ranks of Kate Winslet and Kate Houston and Zac Efron, who lived through a taping of the show. The commander-in-chief there, of course, to show the effects of climate change, then will tackle the frigid terrain with the notorious outdoorsman. Word is he's expected to see the leader of the free world showing off his survival skills. The president and his survival skills.
That should be fun. They should really put Obama and Putin there at the same time.
That's a show.
Ooh, chopper those two in and see who comes out first or comes out. Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Secret Service would love that.
Yeah, no kid. Well, that's again. And how are you going to do that? Tom Selleck's next Jesse Stone movie called Lost in Paradise, the ninth in the series, will debut October the 18th on Hallmark Channel. William Devane will be selling gold on the show. Oh, no, he'll be co-starring. Gloria Rubin and Luke Perry. Well, he does. I didn't buy it because he asked me to, but, you know. TV Land has picked up the second season of the show Imposter, along with the second season of the Jim Gaffigan show. Is that any good? Do we know?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't either. And I like him a lot. I just, I guess it's too much trouble to go find it and capture it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
NBC has reportedly passed on a reboot of Coach. They thought that they were going to do the, you know, Craig T. Nelson thing again, Hayden Fox, back after 18 years. And would be an assistant with his son. But apparently they're not going to do that. Deadline reports that the show is now being shopped around to see if other networks may go with it. That's Netflix included. So did either of you...
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to say, speaking of Netflix, have y'all heard of The Man in the High Castle?
No.
It's an alternate world type thing where basically we lose World War II.
Oh, my.
And oh, yeah, I did too.
It's a Netflix series that's coming out. My circles are sort of buzzing about it. So
okay,
I'm going to have to check that one out. I just didn't know if you had heard
it. When's it premiere?
It's already out.
Oh, it is. Man in the High. I'd do me some Netflix. There's no doubt. I'll have to check that out. Okay. CBS TV's Under the Dome going away. Network says the current season finale will also serve as the series finale, telling Variety the Dome will, quote, come down as dramatically as it went up. Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
That'll be September the 10th. AMC's Fear the Walking Dead second show did nearly as well as its premiere. 8.2 million people. Patrick, I defer to you because you're the youngest of us.
I don't watch it. Can
you explain the attraction? Just the whole zombie attraction.
I think it's on its way out. I think it's
well. I hope so.
Ebbing.
Why did it last so long?
I don't know.
I mean,
because
those
are the only bad guys we can have without offending
it's
people.
The only, yeah, it's, oh, the, only th- yeah, it's know, the only thing liberals can associate.
Bingo,
with. Yeah.
Bingo. That's You're you may have
ambling
been
around
right
looking
there
for any sign of brains.
Yeah,
awards and more should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has T-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5050.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Howdy, Axe. In 1970, I caught the 79-yard game-winning touchdown against LSU with 13 seconds left in the game. I'm Hugh McElroy, class of 71, and that's my Major Smiles moment.
Howdy. You may not be a celebrated Aggie, but you do deserve your Major Smiles moment. I'm Dr. Chuck Majors, and me and my team would love to help you and your family be ready for your Major Smiles moment. Give us a call at 979-776-6600 or come see us at majorsmiles.com.
A house is just that, a house. But turning a house into a home is something special. A home means family, memories, love, all put together just the way you like it. At Zornerman Flooring, we're honored to be a part of helping turn your house into a home. We'll have the flooring you want at a price you'll love. And our professional installation means no worries. We'd love you to visit our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive in Bryan, or visit our website at zfloors.net. Home is where the heart is. Zornerman Flooring.
Hey there, 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're going to be up once again about 92 or 93 again today. We do have a slight chance of, 40%. That's better than a slight chance of showers. We'll see what happens. As far as the radar is concerned, same stuff we've been telling you all morning, all the precipitation, and there's plenty of it. It's a pretty big glob of it, but it's off the Texas coast. It's moved in just slightly, but not really all that much. And it's, again, down near Victoria and that sort of stuff. And I don't know. You know, if it heads up this way, I guess that's how we get our 40% chance of rain. But it's really up no higher than Wharton. And so that's a long way from here. There's a weird new fashion trend in Taiwan. That would be people wearing plastic grocery bags and nothing else. Both men and women in Taiwan reportedly slipping plastic bags over their bodies and posting the photos to social media. For some reason, bags from 7-Eleven are considered to be particularly in vogue this season. No word on how the bizarre trend started. My thought is somewhere boredom would have to be part of the equation.
Uh-huh.
Pharrell Williams has some very specific backstage demands when he's on the road. Star Magazine says he wants Pedialyte. Makes sense. Nilla wafers, gluten-free bread. Well, you can't have Nilla wafers and gluten-free bread, can you?
Sure you can.
All right. 5 fish dishes cooked in pans and 2 framed photos of Carl Sagan.
Oh.
Okay.
His billions and...
Yeah, well, it reminds him of how lucky we are to be on this planet, which is interesting. He's kind of a cerebral guy. He's not bad. Can you really be allergic to Wi-Fi? You know, we had that story about that in Massachusetts, the Massachusetts school. According to a court in France, yes, you can. And Marie Richard is. The woman now receives £500 or about $780 U.S. a month in disability from French courts because of what is called electromagnetic sensitivity from cell phones, Wi-Fi, and TV.
Good heavens.
World Health Organization is yet to prove the sensitivity exists. The symptoms that people claim always differ. She currently lives in the country where Wi-Fi is almost non-existent. Okay, there you go.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to meet your needs. A doctor who provides same-day appointments so you don't have to wait when you're sick. A doctor who knows listening and responding is the key to a strong relationship. St. Joseph physicians are caring, convenient, connected, and responsive. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
AeroFit has done it again. Voted best of the Brazos in the health club and best in personal training services.